And water's an issue in today's GeoQuiz, too. We're looking for a city in northern Hungary near the border with Slovakia. It's a steel town that's fallen on hard times. And to save money, officials have turned off many of the city's roadside water pumps. That's making life especially hard for the poorest residents who don't have running water in their homes. That includes many Roma or gypsies who are protesting the move. So can you name this Hungarian city where the water pumps have dried up? The answer's coming up in a few minutes. I'm Aaron Schachter. This is The World. Let's turn now to Hungary for the answer to today's GeoQuiz. Reporter Nick Thorpe covers Eastern Europe for the BBC. Nick, so this city in northern Hungary has turned off some water pumps to save money this summer. Where is this happening exactly? And how is this impacting the Roma or Gypsy population there?
This is the town of Ozd. It's a poor industrial city northeast of the Hungarian capital, Budapest. It's a city with 34,000 or so inhabitants, of whom an estimated little more than a third, so perhaps up to 12,000 people in that city are Roma. They're very poor indeed. Many of them, the majority I would say, do not have running water in their own homes. They depend on these street pumps, and therefore this rather radical move of the city council to reduce the water flow in some 60 pumps and to actually turn off 28 street pumps is having a very big impact on them, especially as this summer is so hot. Temperatures over 100 degrees Fahrenheit here in Hungary at the moment.
So the city of Ozd is the answer to today's GeoQuiz. It's a former steel town in Hungary's poor northeast region. Nick, as you say, there is no indoor plumbing for at least a third of the town of Ozd. What is life there like?
For the Roma, it's very difficult indeed. The poor in Hungary today are not only Roma, there are also many non-Roma who are poor. This was a city which thrived during the communist era on the big furnaces in the town. For the Roma, they've been the biggest victims of the collapse of communism, of the return of Hungary to capitalism in the last 23, 24 years or so, as unskilled people with, on the whole, low education achievement. They have really found themselves without having moved from a situation where they had full employment before to 80, 90% unemployment. There have been a lot of initiatives to help them. Some of these very poor districts, there are plans to introduce indoor plumbing, for example. There are different initiatives to help them. But what's happened now does seem to have undone a lot of the sort of fragile trust building between the Roma communities in this town and the local council. It had ironically been making some progress, that kind of trust building, in the past months even.
The mayor shut off the water there in Ozd because he accuses the Roma of misusing the water. What is he talking about, and is there the feeling that maybe the Roma are being unfairly targeted?
Basically, he says those particular pumps in his town are running up bills of something like $60,000 or $70,000 a year, and that the town council simply can't pay for that. He says that some people, he doesn't single out the Roma, but he says that some residents abusing the wells are arriving at these roadside pumps or wells, filling huge tanks to wash their cars, to fill their swimming pools and so on. Frankly, for the Roma who are most affected by the move, certainly I've never met a Roma, and I've been from Ozd, and I've been going there for many years with a swimming pool. Very few people have cars, and those who do have cars are pretty clapped out old vehicles, so it's and they wouldn't really get around to washing them. So clearly there's at the very least a misunderstanding, or you know, some people are speaking about cruelty or insensitivity on the part of the municipal authorities.
That was reporter Nick Thorpe, who covers Eastern Europe for the BBC.